We're up to Simon Tofresh Mem Hei, and we're up to Siv Dalet. And we'll be carrying on El Chazlulev. And Aloha now is the following. We spoke about Nechlekot Yoim yesterday, split top leaf. Now we're going to carry on with the other scenarios, which is Siv Dalet the following. Lo yoyu olav zeh al gav zeh. If the leaves are not growing the regular way, kederch kol lulavim, it's not growing the regular way of lulavim. Ela, only ze tachaze, one is underneath the others. They're not growing one on top of the other, but why one leaf underneath the other? So the halacha is as follows: im roish ze, if the top of one lulav magia reaches leika to the root, the starting point shelemalo of the higher leaf mimenu, higher than it. Ad until shenimtza, that we find kol shidur shalulav, the entire spine of the lulav, mechusa be'olin, is covered with leaves, kosher than it's kosher. So imagine the leaves are really, really short. And you've got over here lulav. Is there a picture of that? Let's see how... Which one is it? Where is it? That's the one. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's a helpful picture. Yeah, if the leaves are reaching, this picture over here, if the leaves are reaching the starting point of the, I don't know how to describe it, if the leaves are reaching the starting point to the higher floor, then it's fine. Does that make sense? But if it's not, pardon?
If the top overlaps.
That's right. That's the way of putting it. Thank you. If it's overlapping the starting point of the higher up leaves, then it's fine. If it's not, if it doesn't even get there, so really, imagine a lulav with really short leaves, and it's not getting to the next level up, it's possible. That's what he says. V'imein roisha shel zeh magia letzad ikra shel zeh, if the leaves are not reaching the higher ones, oi, alternatively, she'en leha be'alin, there's no lot of leaves at all, zeh al zeh, one on the other, ela only mikol tzad, yoytze echot lemato, from one side is leaves coming out, lemato somuch lekoroi, close to the high up leaves, ve'oile adroish, and it goes like this all the way till the top, posul, then it's posul. Now, have you ever seen lulav like that? Ever seen lulav like that? A really short leaves? It's very rare. Seen lulav with very short, very rare. Sifei. Now, that's already much more relevant. Sifei. Lulav. Sheyavshoy roiv olav. Now we're talking about the psul of yavish, a dry lulav. Dry. So he says as follows: lulav sheyavshoy roiv olav. If the majority of the leaves are dry, oy shidrosoy, or the shedra, the spine of the lulav is dry, posul. Now this is really relevant. A lulav which is dry, which is yavish, is posul. The Mishnah says lulav yavesh is posul. A dry lulav is yavesh. So the halacha that we've learned now is either roiv olav, the majority of the leaf are dry, or shidrosa, or the spine. Now that's quite rare, because normally it wouldn't be necessarily dry in the shedra, but it can happen. Imagine you've got the shedra, which is really dried up, and so it can happen. So it says it's going to be posul. Now the next question that the Shulchan Aruch is going to focus on is, what does yavesh mean? When is something considered yavesh? What's the level of dryness that it makes it possible? So the shira yavshus, the shira of yavshus is following. Mishayichle male mare yakusheboy, if the greenness, is such a word, greenness? Can we make it up for a minute? Yeah? If the greenness of the lulav has disappeared, if the greenness has disappeared, it's not so green, nice and green anymore, it's posul, the albino ponov, and its face turns white. Its face, meaning it's getting white already from dryness. Now this is something which I'm sure you've come across. That color, that it's not green anymore, but it's turning white. Do you know what I mean? When it's starting to turn white, grayish, whitish. That's the shir yavshus. That's when it's considered a dry lulav. Now, the Ramah continues, and we need to see that. The Ramah continues, v'yesh oimim, some say no. It doesn't have to be all that dry to be posul. To lo miki yavesh, it's only considered yavesh, says the Ramah, elom kshinis parech, when it crumbles, but zipoyin with a nail, machmaz yevshusoy. When it crumbles, that when you touch it with your nail, when you're like, not literally with your nail, when you touch it, when you fiddle around with it, it crumbles and it like breaks off. Oh yeah, that's a nice picture. Yeah, when it breaks off, as you're touching it, it breaks off because it's so dry. No, that's a picture of the competition. Can we look into the competition for a minute? Then it's going to be that's going to be possible. V'chein noy again. That's the minhag, says the Rambam, b'dinas elu in our countries she'ein lulavim mitzuyin. Lulavim are quite rare, so therefore we're going to get sometimes lulavim which are from foreign countries, from they're quite old, they're not all that fresh, and sometimes they're not white anymore. They've turned white already a little bit. They're not green anymore. They're not completely green. So they're kosher, says the Gemara, as long as they're not dry. They haven't reached the level of dryness that when you just touch it, they crumble and they break apart. Now, I want to point out over here a very interesting Sifkot Chov base, which is a challenge. Because in Mishnah Sifkot Chov base, which is three lines from the bottom of the addition, says the following. If the tioimus, which is the top leaf, is dry, post la harayvet. The harayvet is of the opinion that it becomes posel. So again, we have got a lulav hayovesh is posel. Shulchan Aruch says roiv olav. The majority of the leaf, only then it becomes posel. The Rama adds shidrosoi. The shedra is dry, that's posel as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here an opinion of the harayvet, which says that no, not only the shedra, and not only the majority leaf, but in fact, if the tioimus is posel, the top leaf is posel, the top leaf is dry, that's posel as well. That's admittedly it's a very relevant halacha, and it's quite a challenge, because that means that when you're getting a lulav, you want to check the lulav, not only you're checking that it's not open, roiv, whatever, you're not checking only that it's open and it's split, but you're also going to check that it's not dry. The MSA, just as a footnote, this raivet is hard to find. We don't exactly know where the Mishnah Berurah got it from. If you're looking in the raivet, you don't really find, it's not very well, it's not hard, easy to find such a raivet who passes that. But the Mishnah Berurah certainly does paskin that if the top leaf is dry, it's possel. Yeah. Correct. No. No. Kore doesn't make it dry. Kore is just, no, it's just leaf. It's just leaves. It's just leaves. It doesn't mean, it could be very fresh. It could be a very fresh and green tumus hiding underneath that. It's just, that's the way it grows. The truth is, it's often a protection. It's a natural protection. I must say that what is very common is that, and that's a shine in the poskim that you're going to have, that some, where do the lulavim grow? Obviously, it's from palm trees. And often you have the sun hitting on those palm trees. They come from countries like Eretz Yisrael or Egypt that are very, very hot. What happens, literally, it starts to burn. The top of the lulav starts to burn from the heat. And that is quite common, that's very common, in fact, that the top is slightly burnt. Pardon? Yeah. So that's something to look out for. Sometimes it's a bit dry. You need to. So because we are pass, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Paskins im yovesh ole elyon yatoyim apoyst laraivet. If it's you're looking out for this Mishnah Berurah over here. That we don't really exactly know what this raivet is, but the Mishnah Berurah does say that if it's dry, it's possible. So you're going to look out for that. So you need to look out that it's not completely dry. I want to point out at this point that there is a Chazanish. Chazanish speaks about that when you have a lulav, it's very common that you've got the leaves, and then what comes out from the leaves very often? Pardon? These? Pardon?
Kotzim.
Yeah, that's right, kotzim. Yeah, it's not really. It's not really a thorn. It's like the. It's the extension of. It's basically. It's more like. It's not as hard as lulav. In Yiddish, it's called the spitz. It's like something which is. It's more like the. It resembles a bit in material in it's a bit like the kore, a bit like the brown cover. It's a bit the same type, and it grows, and it's like the extension of the lulav. And this you can it's not really part of the lulav, and it's like so that could sometimes be you can see the extension of it. Now that you know what I mean. Sometimes it's like a leafy extension. It's called the koitz. Pardon. So it's part of the tioimus with the continuation of the tioimus. You have that. Yeah, it goes up. Yeah, sure. No, I meant because I'm holding the lulav this way now. Sorry. Yeah, no, it comes out of the top of the... Yeah. Something comes out. Right. So the Chazanish says, when you have got this coats, he calls it the coats. When you've got this... Do you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you have like... He's bringing a picture of here, but it's not like, look at the picture of here, on the bottom left of here. That's where he talks about it. I don't know if it's so clear. Can you see the picture over here? Right, that's right, he's bending it now. So he just wants to bring out the opinion of the Chazon Ish over here, that if you see such a koitz, the Chazon Ish says, that's not really part of the lulav. And therefore, if it's bent, or if it's split, or in fact, even if it's knocked off, it's not a psul. It's just because it's not really part of the lulav. It's the spitz. Do you know what I mean? It's like the spitz. So sometimes it's not brown. It's normally brownish. So that it's just good to know that sometimes you have that additional part of the lulav. Sometimes it's not part of the lulav at all. And it doesn't parcel. You can't parcel the lulav. Just for it's good to know. Okay. Let's carry on talking about. Talking about Sivov. Let's carry on with Sivov. Top of the next page. Nektem Roshoy. If the lulav is, the head is knocked off, so it's a little bit, the top, the spitz is knocked off a little bit. The top of the tioimus is knocked off. Tainu. Shenektem Roy va'alino elyoinim. Here again, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that not just the top leaf is knocked off, is broken off, but the majority of the leaves, are knocked off, then it's possible. So going back to two pages earlier, imagine you've got the page in this page over here, if I can just go back to this page over here. Two pages earlier, or is it three pages? Turn back a few pages, you've got that picture over here. Shulchan Aruch holds that this, you'll need, how many, do you remember how many leaves it was? Was it 22? Yeah, 22. Shulchan Aruch holds that if you've got 12 leaves over here, which are knocked off, broken off, cut off, only then it's possible. Anything less than that, the opinion of Shulchan Aruch is it doesn't even become possible. However, the Rama adds to this: Hago im nektam ha'ole elyonim tzoi im nektam ha'ole ha'elyon ha'im tzoi. Says the Rama, if the top leaf is broken off, which is sha'al ha'shedr, which is on top of the spine, possible. So the Rama adds an additional chum over here, and the Rama says, no, not just the majority of leaf, not just the roiv alin. The Rama's opinion is if the top leaf is broken off a little bit, then it's going to be possible. And then he says, we only passel it if you've got an alternative lulav. But if you've got no other lulav besides this one that is slightly knocked off, you can make a broch on that. So this is actually something which is very important to know when you're looking for a lulav. Because how much do you think it needs to be knocked off to be possel, according to the Rama? The Rama says, nektam roishoy, just the tioimus is knocked off, it becomes possel. How much do you think it needs to be? Is it half of the tioimus? Is it just a bit? Is it a tefach? How much?
If it's split, apostles it, and the split is right.
Right?
Then it would be a bit, because
It's worse than a split. So you're saying even a minimum is a problem. So the emes is that we've got a Mishnah Berurah over here that says, that pasels, the halacha, we pasken even a kolshu. There's a bit of a machlok as a shoyim and achonim, but the maisa we pasken even a kolshu. In other words, you've got a lulav, maybe a green, maybe nice, it's not even split, but you've got the top leaf, according to Mishnah Berurah, in the opinion of the Rama, the top leaf, they've got a minute amount of the top leaf, which is knocked off, it becomes possible. And this is something one has to look out for. This is not a chumrah. Because, we spoke about Nechlekat Yoim, a split leaf, we learned that it's a Chumrah, even if it's a minute amount. But it is not a Chumrah. So a Talmid Chochem, I saw this in one of the Sforim, a Talmid Chochem, the first thing he's going to look out for when he's looking for a Lulav, he's going to make sure that Yoim is not knocked off, is broken off. And that is something which you find, it's quite common. You can easily, a Lulav gets a bang in the box, a Lulav gets a slight bang, or you know, you can easily, something comes off. The top leaf is quite vulnerable. And with a bit of a, you could say, so that's quite the first thing you're looking out for, that it's not enough. Afterwards, there's chumras of nachlokat yoimus, and not to be dry, and not to be split, etc., etc. But the first thing you're going to look out for is that it's not broken off. It's not so easy to detect it, but the best, yeah?
So why is not in the first halacha?
Because it goes according to the order of the Mishnayos. And the Mishnayos is in that particular order. So that's something to look out for. Now, it's not necessarily easy to detect if it's knocked off or not. But the way, that is, needs a bit of expertise to find out if it's knocked off or it just looks like that. But it's something which certainly should make sure that the lulav is not nektam roshoy. Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. The poskim speak about this. The poskim mamash discussed this shaila. What happens if you can detect it, but it's only detectable with a magnifying glass? So we're going to talk about the magnifying glass at great length in Hilchas Esrog. Over here, the consensus of the poskim is the following. The poskim paskin that even if it's something which is only detectable with magnifying glass, with regards to lulav, with regards to the shaila over here of nektam roshoy, it's still going to be possible. That's the consensus of the poskim. Because ultimately the problem is that it's nektam roshoy, ultimately it's lacking, it's missing. And therefore, the poskim want to say that once you've that it's missing. It's missing. It's a fact. It's a physical fact that it's missing. So even if you just detected it by magnifying glass, nevertheless, it's possible. Some people are slightly more makel when it comes to that, but that's the consensus of the poskim. What would you have thought? What would you have said if you can just see that it's nektam roshoy just a magnifying glass? What would you have said? Well, with you just with naked eye, you'd say, and it's fine. But once you're using a magnifying glass, you can see that. Right.
It's taking a bit
far. Right. Yeah, but the mice of the East poskim would do say that. It's based on a mabit, and the people. There is such an approach in the poskim, but generally poskim a machmir. And the Bi'aloch also sounds like from the Bi'aloch like that in the end of Dibur Maschil Posol. He says that Mistabo the Shiur be called Shiur, and it sounds like Mamash, even a minute amount. Okay. Siv Zayin. Nestak. That's also very relevant. Nestak, if it's distanced. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Im nizrachku shnei sadok of ze mizeh, ad sheniru kishnayim. If you've got the top leaf, which is distance, one leaf for the other, ad sheniru kishnayim, what it looks like, two, posul becomes posul. And now, we need to see the remote to understand this. Afilo yoy nechlekat yoy mesay elyoyna, even if the top leaf is not split, beinin shei posul in a way that you posul the lulav, even if it's not nechlekat yoimus, I need you to come forward for a minute, please. We need his assistance again. We spoke about nechlekat yoimus. Thank you for it. We spoke about nechlekat yoimus. The nechlekat yoimus is basically when the middle leaf is split. Okay, can you keep very very straight? Okay, if it's nechlekat yoimus, that's if it's roiv, it's posel. If it's completely, if it's minute, it's only a chumra. Okay. Now, Siv Zayin discusses a scenario which is slightly different and yet very common. That it is completely joined, but on top of here, it may be completely joined. So you haven't got a psul of nechlekat yoimus, but the top of here goes slightly like a V. Slightly like a V. It could be either like a V or, can you keep one side straight, the other one like this? It's interesting. It is split, but it's not split in the same, in the regular way. What's happening over here, you can go back to your place, that it's not, it's split. Oh, is there pictures here? Yeah, you've got picture number 3, for instance. Well, I'm sure we've got a picture in our booklet as well. Look at picture number 53 in our editions. That's helpful. Would you call that split? See, some people just call, can you see? Do you know what I mean? Picture number 53. So that's different than if you look at picture number. Look at picture number 20. Picture number. If you look at picture number 23, for instance, can you see the difference between picture number 23 and picture number 54? How would you describe the difference between picture number 23 and picture number 54? Very good. So in picture number 23 or 26, it's the same. As far as we're concerned, it's the same. He just wants to say roiv as opposed to kuloi. He's just going in the shuim over here. But this is all, these are all, now picture number 26 and picture number 23 are all cases of nechleko atyoimus. The middle leaf is split. Now, how much, if you look at the top, you at the middle leaf over here, can you see that they are split, but they're not far away. If you look at the top, I mean, in theory, you could hold them together and they are, I mean, it's just split, but they are parallel, basically. That's basically the point, they're parallel. As opposed to, if you look at picture number 54, what's happening over here, it's not split at all the way till the top. At the very top, you have a V. That's called a hemnek. Hemnek in Loshon HaGemara means actually it's like a fork. Because it means it's not really split, it's just that there's a V on top. It could be a very minute amount. It's not ruboy. Pardon? Yeah. They can be. There is a lulav that grows like that. And a lulav that grows like that is considered a hemnek lulav and is posel. Now, I'll tell you, this is much more stringent and much more severe than nechleko atyoimus. What was the measure of nechleko atyoimus, a split lulav? When does it become posel? Roif. Majority. Or tefach, if you want to be machmir. Over here, there's no roif. Exactly. It could be a minute amount. It could be 2 millimeters. But if once you've got a V, once you've got that it goes apart like a fork, like a hemnek, even a minute amount puzzles it. But see, if you've got it just a little bit like this, just a little bit like that's not considered a hemnek. Hemnek means that it's growing into two different directions. It's like going like a V. That's absurd. That's absurd. That is a shaila. It's not a shaila. It's absurd. The question is, how big does it need to be this V to become absurd? I mean, it's a bit of a. Pardon?
What did the Gemara say?
The Gemara doesn't say shiur. There is poiskim who are lenient and say a shiur of 2-3 millimeters is fine. Some are, and that's generally how many poiskim, many rabbonim are going to be lenient if it's under 2-3 millimeters. Some there is people who are very machmi about this. Because as you're saying, we don't have an exact, you're quite right, that's exactly the point. We don't have an exact shear. We don't have a Rishonim who say 2 millimeters, 6 millimeters. We don't have that. So we only know that the hemnek is posel. So the question is, okay, fine, but how big does the hemnek need to become posel? And hemneks are quite common.
Really?
So we don't, yeah. So we don't exactly know what is it?
It must be hard to tell, though.
Why is that? The difference? No, you can tell. You can tell. Because they a hemnek, it's just that it's going into the, it's a natural, it grows, you know, to the different directions. It doesn't normally become a hemnek. A split lulav is just because it's split. But this is like, it's growing into, it's a this.
Did you find any hemnek?
Yeah, hemnek is very common, yeah. Yeah. Every box has got hemneks. Yeah. Every box.
Okay, so we didn't learn this. We also got all the way bought a lulav with a hemnek.
I'm sure you had the most absolutely stunning lulav this year and all the previous years. I'm sure you did. But it's true that now that we know the halachas, we can definitely upgrade our lulav, definitely. Yeah, there is some poskim want a bit more lenient when it's just a minute amount. Like a little bit, tiny bit, they don't call it a hemnek, but it's definitely something to, if your person goes and looks for lulav, that's something, definitely something to look out for. And it's very interesting, I must tell you, you can sometimes see that it's sometimes frightening that you see that people have very little understanding because they're going to be looking at that it's not split, that they want to be very, very machmeh, but not split, but they don't mind that on top it's going like this because, well, it's just a millimeter or two, it's just 4-5 millimeters, it's not just 3-4 millimeters. So that is, I'm excuse my expression, but that's just amaratzis. It's just not understanding because nechleko atyoimus until roiv is a chumra. It's a chumra, it's a stringency. If it's split less than, but this is not a chumra over here. A hemnek is really a mishnah and is a mikra adin, and that's something one should look out for. Yeah. You will notice it because it's different. Nechleko atyoimus are parallel still to each other. No, it won't look. It won't look. You can still see the top is going to the different directions. The leaves are growing into two different directions. There is poiskim who say the following. What do you think about that? Some poiskim want to say that it's not really considered a hemnek. If you can, when you hold it, you can press them together. that's not considered a hemnek. It's only when you can't. Pardon?
Now you can put the glue on. What you mentioned yesterday, you can glue.
You can glue. Right. What about putting glue on a hemnek? What do you think about that? Shlomo Zalman speaks about that. Can you glue together a hemnek? What do you think about that? I'm very opinionated about this. What do you think? Can you glue together a hemnek? We spoke yesterday about nachlakat yoimus. If it's split lulav, we said that the whole reason why it's possible, if it's a minute amount, is because it's going to increase.
It just all sounds like you're cheating a bit, because if it's split, that's one thing.
Yeah.
You're repairing something which should split. But this is two separate.
Yeah. Sell up Shlomo Zalman. And Mr. Zakiel, that no, it's not, you can't compare to Nechlekat Yoimus. Nechlekat Yoimus, we learned Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot, new tests, that the whole reason why a little bit is a problem is because it's going to increase, it's going to get more and more split, and therefore there is Poskim who are more lenient and say you can put glue on, maybe. But over here, says Mr. Zakiel and Rav Shlomo Zalman, no way, Nechlekat Yoimus is an intrinsic psul. It's intrinsically growing to the different directions. The psul is, so you can't fix something which is, it's as if you have, It's just wrong. It's as if you'd glue together two parts. It's grown in two different directions. This is psul. It's an intrinsic psul because it's grown wrong. It's a mis. What's the right word? It's a mis. There must be a right word for it. It's misgrown. Does that make sense? It's mis. It's this. Can you find a good word, please? It's mis. It's this. Distorted, disqualified. Yeah, it's grown wrongly. So you can't fix that by gluing it together. You can't fix that by gluing. And that's what Shlomo Zalman said. Right. Okay. That's with regards to Hemnek. I want to point out that the Mishneh Berurah is beautiful over here. So let me just read this inside. Sifkot Lamed Beis. Va'afilu Nechlekat Yoimus. Perish. Shaloi Nistak. The midleaf is not split all the way till the spine. No. Even if it's just nestak, in other words, growing in two different directions, miktsosoi, a minute amount. That, with regards to the problem of nechlekat yoimus, of split yoimus, that's hang be achoinim, the opinion of the many achoinim, she'elefosloi, you don't have to invalidate such a lulav, because it's only a minute amount. It's not lechleka, mikol mokum, nevertheless. Kaven, since, shenizracheva sedek, that the split is grown into two different directions. Ad shenire kishnaim, until it looks like two, posul, it becomes posul. V'yesh leizor harbebeze. One has to be very careful with that. So, hemnek is something one has to look out for. And one has to be very, very careful. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Even if it doesn't have the psul of Nechlekat Yoimus, but there's still a problem of hemnek, and that one should be careful with that. And we shall continue, Beza Hashem, with Seif Ches tomorrow.